90.5 FM WSNC and WSNC Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Calvin Patterson, your host, here on the campus of Winston-Salem State University. We appreciate you taking time to be with us here on Empowering You. Hang around for the next 58 minutes. We've got an exciting show. We have a special guest, Brian Anthony. Once you hear his voice, it's going to ring a bell because he is the general manager here at WSNC Radio. Does a fantastic job. And we're going to talk with Brian a little bit about him, but a lot about the state of the station, the state of WSNC. So, Brian.
Yes,
thank
sir.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule.
Thank you for
hang out with us a little bit.
You're funny. Thank you for allowing me the time to be on your very privileged show.
It takes connections. It takes connections, my brother. And let's see, you're the manager. You got it like that.
Oh, thank you very much. I try not to overdo it, only when I have vital information to pass on.
Well, we're grateful that really you're willing to share some of that vital information. But before we get into the information, tell us what prepared you for your role as manager. So I'm not going to ask you tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I think we went over that the last
time. Yeah, I'm going to ask what disqualifies you to do what you're doing right now here at the station?
It depends on what the perception is of what our goal is. I've spent more than 30 years as a manager in radio, mostly on the program director side, some operations manager, but I've always been at the table where the decisions are made. I've worked for some very formidable companies, Gannett Broadcasting with WGCI in Chicago, and I had an opportunity to work with some fantastic professionals with that organization, including Tom Joyner and the now deceased Doug Banks. I've had a great career learning from some of the top professionals in the business. I've also worked for Clear Channel, which is now iHeart. And that's where I pretty much got a chance to understand what we had been trying gut-wise as program directors throughout the years without really knowing the science. So I was able to put the science with the gut feel and just plain experience of how do we get listeners to become loyal listeners to radio, and then how do we get them to react to different things that we have that are a benefit to them on the radio station.
A good segue, Brian, mm-hmm. into what light bulb went off as I was listening to you. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's been different channels of communication, TV, mm-hmm. print media, mm-hmm. radio. Mm-hmm. You add in social media, you add in online, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Why is radio, or why should radio be important to people, just in general, before we get to WSNC specifically?
Historically, radio has been the go-to place where people find out the vibe of a city. What's happening in a city? Where can I go to get services? Who's making this happen in this situation? How can I partner with this group? How can I attach myself to a charitable situation? Back in the day, radio was that. Right now, because of technology, people have access to music, to information, whatever they want through smartphones, through computers, through the digital world, through the internet. It makes it difficult for radio to become or to remain relevant. If you're tuning into a radio station for the music, especially, or I'll say, let's take the world that I came from, commercial radio.
Okay.
Every 55 minutes, especially with an 18 to 34 targeted radio station, which is generally hip hop or top 40, you'll hear a popular song at least every 55 minutes. The objective is for them to make sure that because that is a button-pushing audience, when they tune into the radio station, you might want to be playing their favorite song, what they tune in to hear. And that's why you hear the repetition like you do.
Okay.
Technology not only affects radio, it affects TV, video world, podcasts. It also affects print. you can get anything that print media can put out there on the internet, sometimes by Facebook, but you got to check your sources. But it's out there for the world to get at your access, at your convenience.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes WSNC different from our competitors here in the triad? Well, not just in the triad, now that I think about it, because we are online as well, which means we go worldwide.
Right.
So what makes WSNC special?
Funny question you ask, because, you know, at some point in time in my 30-plus year career and involvement with broadcasting, I had to make a decision. Is radio what I still want to do? I knew it was becoming irrelevant because of technology. I worked for a company that was ahead of the curve in broadcasting radio for the most part in terms of developing initiatives to help offset what technology was bringing to the table, getting ahead of that curve. Throughout the country, once I got into a situation where a station that existed here in Greensboro decided to flip their format to a top 40, that happens in radio. It's no surprise. And that usually happens because of a lack of revenue.
Gotcha.
Or just the cluster just did not want that particular format in that cluster to have to manage. I had to decide why I was in radio to begin with. It's to be a difference maker. I don't really like being in a situation just to collect a check. Everybody likes money. But I have I have to have, for me to be happy, I have to have a passion about something that I can be a difference maker in.
Makes sense.
Commercial radio is not it. I've got people that I know and respect in the business who are struggling trying to get back in commercial radio, who know more than the people that are making the decision about radio right now. I'll be quite honest about it. I'm not, you know, really interested in that at this particular stage in my career. If my thing was, I'd get back in radio if I can find an independent owner who knew that they needed help, or an educational facility like the one I came from at the start of my career, Texas Southern University, which is an HBCU as well, who had a similar station, and we played jazz. And that's where I got this passionate bug from. So if I could find one of those two situations, of course I'd be interested. This particular situation was right here in my back door. I had been here for 13 years. The first thought that came across my mind was, campus radio station. What's going on the campus? And why don't I hear it coming out of these speakers? And that just threw me for a loop. So when the position became available, obviously I'm going to look at it. I'm going to have to gauge my passion for the game still, see if this is really what I want to do, because I have a business as well. So it was a worthwhile situation for me. All the things that I wanted to approach and tackle was right here in my own backyard.
I'm feeling that.
Yeah.
So you explained in a really effective way why WSNC is unique or special for you as the individual. Mm-hmm. Thus, you took the role that you're in now and have been successful in it. And it's a good segue into why is the station unique or perceived to be unique by some in the community? What makes us different? What makes our team different?
Thank you for saying I'm successful, but I'm not. I'm just, you know, we'll find that out at the end of this road.
Come on, pat yourself on the back.
Not until the job is done. What makes WSNC a unique situation? It's a public radio station, number one, which means that the creativity level of what we can get through the speakers is unlimited. Number two, WSNC, I had to really think about what that meant. Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Makes sense to me.
Which means that's a huge responsibility to be able to be in a market that is as culturally rich as this market is, with a lot of different things that you can find in the big city. People are just looking for where they are. Where are they in this market? I hear about it. We just heard, we just experienced the National Black Theater Festival weeks ago. And, you know, how do I hear about these things? So for me, the missing link is this, for me, is the bridge between the community and the information that's coming into the community. There are a lot of different nonprofit organizations around here that offer services that people need. How do you find out about them?
You tuned into Empowering You.
Absolutely. You have to tune into the radio station if the radio station carries that kind of program.
Right.
We happen to do that.
Right.
Empowering You, Public Morality, Africa World Now, local stuff. We got some more stuff coming. The Chancellor Show.
Right. Right.
Which is future focus. You know, one of the biggest things for me coming here that I couldn't understand is why does the chancellor not have his own show to control the narrative in this community for this radio station and for this university? That was one of my first priorities. We got that locked down last August. So we've had 1 year under our belt. We've kind of shifted the presentation just a small bit to include things that the chancellor feels are important to the university, from outside the university as well. We had President Hatch on from Wake Forest. The partnership has always been there, and they just pretty much got into more of why it existed, how it existed, and the importance of it continuing to exist. We'll have some more surprise visitors like that to his show.
And if I'm not mistaken, Brian, pardon me for interrupting you, isn't Future Focus with Chancellor Robinson live streamed on Facebook?
Yes, it is. On our Facebook page, which is WSNC Public Radio 90.5.
Got it.
FM.
Didn't want to interrupt you, but wanted to
make sure
knew that there were different ways to engage.
Yeah, I can chew bubblegum and walk at the same time. We can go.
Excellent. So everything that you shared, Brian, and by the way, if you're just tuning in, we're here with Brian Anthony, General Manager here at WSNC Radio 90.5 FM and WSNCRadio.org here on the campus of Winston-Salem State. I'm Calvin Patterson, your host. So an excellent segue, Brian, into the state of the station. You've been here how long now?
18 months.
Okay. And I can distinctly remember you hitting the floor running, literally, the meeting that you had with staff and volunteers. You shared and projected a vision, things that you personally wanted to achieve, and then ultimately things that the Winston-Salem Foundation, whose umbrella we are technically under, wants to achieve. So this state of the station that we're going to share tonight, or some of it, if not all of it, in our less than hour now, share what you think are the important things in terms of the state of the station from when you got here to where we are, what your vision is for the future. How are we positioned to help the community? How are we that intermediary between who they are and information to them?
Well, you know, I had a very funny visual come to my mind when you said I hit the ground running. Picture me as Forrest Gump, because I'm still running. Just like that, endlessly.
I hear you.
But I think the station now, what we had to do was find out why we were stagnant in terms of our listening audience, because there was an average amount of listenership that we had for over, I would say, 7 years, why we were stagnant in our revenue generating. So I had to figure out, what is the best way to enhance that? Because that's part of the criteria we have to meet to maintain what is a grant from a grantor that comes out of D.C. that we don't even have to get into. But those are the two criteria that we have to meet to maintain that operating grant. Coincidentally, they're the same two criteria that commercial radio has to meet to satisfy its stakeholders. So we have to do what I feel is going to join the community in terms of what's here, what kind of services are offered, what kind of entertainment is offered, how can people have an enhanced lifestyle by living here. That place, it's done in different radio stations in different ways.
Okay.
I feel like with us being a public radio station, this is the place where you can come to and get all of that. Great entertainment from 6 o'clock in the morning to 7 p.m. We give you lifestyle music that fits that part of the day. Getting up in the morning, you want to have something energetic. Excuse me. We have to get to a point also where we're providing the service elements like time, weather, news headlines, those kind of things. We're getting to that point now.
Okay.
Phil Allen, who works with you throughout your day, provides you with music and some entertaining yet thoughtful, thought-provoking information, tidbit information that makes you think, and that information is also on our website as well. So if you miss part of that or you don't really get the details of what he's talking about, is usually on the website as well.
Okay.
Then we've got Jim Steele, who takes you home in the afternoon, a veteran of this market, very well connected in the community, serves on a lot of cultural boards here, and, you know, is very vital for us in our connection process to get that connection done. Then we have the listenership. We have to get people to want to tune in, and that's what 6 to 8 to 7 P is about, the music. Generally, when a person comes to the radio station or a radio station,
right,
it's for the music content or news content that is top-of-mind awareness, thought-provoking on those lines. There's enough of that going on with what is going on in the White House right now, so we didn't need to go down that road. There
right.
are several stations that focus on talk. We just try to provide updates on things through NPR that happens throughout the day. They're on top of it. They're non-biased radio reporting, so we depend on them for accurate information. There's not a lot of that going on right now in the media
right.
when it comes to news information. Then we have to provide thought-provoking talk shows like Empowering You. This show is designed to, if it's empowering to the listener, it should be on this show. And it usually speaks to a lot of nonprofit organizations that have services that people need that don't know exist in this market. It could be any number of things. It could be mental wellness.
It could be a public official.
Yeah, it could be any number of things.
City, county government person, serving the community.
Right. So the creativity of what we can do with our talk shows as well as our programming is endless. And I don't try to pigeonhole that. I try to give the people like yourself that host the shows. Now, the music, I have to be on top of the music because I have to know what works to get people to come to the station.
Right.
But talk show content on air from our jocks, I don't ever want to control that. That's that person's personality. That's your personality with this show. So I try not to get involved with that. The only time I do is when there's structure elements that I think will help enhance your show. The only time I get involved with that.
Interesting. So regarding the music, and some folks may not be aware of this because mm-hmm. they are jazz lovers, and mm-hmm. I was sharing with you an experience before we actually went on the air today mm-hmm. about a personal experience yeah. with someone listened to the station regularly, just happened to recognize my voice, but mm-hmm. that wasn't the point. The point was they used to live in New Orleans, mm-hmm. jazz aficionados. Mm-hmm. We provide what they want. We are programmed. Mm-hmm. They're always listening. Now, mm-hmm. but my point is, when you get to the weekend, if people are tuned in, they hear things other than jazz. They hear gospel.
Absolutely.
They hear oldies. They hear our Latino mm-hmm. brother, Edgar mm-hmm. Martinez, mm-hmm. kicking it. Mm-hmm. So share a little bit about the diversity or the plethora, if you will, of music while jazz in all its colors is what's driving us.
Well, the key is jazz in all its colors. Every show that you mention, it comes from the root of jazz. If you think about it, gospel, R&B, Latin fusion, blues, all those music genres come from the root of jazz. Think about it. So it's important for us to acknowledge that by giving people something different than what they typically will get with a commercial radio station with these particular specialty shows is what they're called. What we have to do is get our specialty shows to the point where, yeah, people love them, but we have to provide, just like we do with our regular format of jazz, we have to provide that type of music that's going to attract more listeners. So I don't want those to be stagnant either. So we're in the fall, we've been focusing so much on our main thrust of jazz that on the weekends and late at night with Harvest Williams, who does Harvest Time.
Right.
All the classic jazz from 9 o'clock. He's done at 1, and then we got overnight jazz.
Right.
All classic jazz. But it's on at an appropriate time that's appropriate for that lifestyle. Think about it. That's like a Quiet Storm type of situation. If you listen to regular radio and you fall in love with the Quiet Storm, it's to relax. It's to unwind. It's to get ready for another day. So classic jazz does that. It's kind of hard to do classic jazz all day, even though we do it 3 times an hour, all day, 24 hours a day. It's tough.
Right.
And even when we need to do revenue generating, if I wanted to bring one of those artists in town, unfortunately, they can't help me. They're no longer with us. So we have to find ways that what we do on the air connects with our, all of our facets of our operations, including fundraising.
Makes a lot of sense. So fundraising, light bulb just went off, mm-hmm. and I'm going to hit rewind on a bit of what you shared about being an NPR station,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
being a station that is under the umbrella of a nonprofit organization, Winston-Salem Foundation, mm-hmm. of course, here at an HCBU, a school.
HBCU.
HCBU. What did I say?
HCBU, just like you did, HBCU.
Okay.
Yeah, I needed to catch that because I'll get a phone call on that tomorrow.
What did he just say?
What did he
Twice?
Say?
Yeah, thank you, Brian.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Thank you. HBCU.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Historically Black College right. University. Thank you, Brian. But my point mm-hmm. here is going back to the revenue generating mm-hmm. aspect. See, because some folks have a perception of what a nonprofit means, mm-hmm. not the, even the word, the mm-hmm. name, nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So they're a nonprofit. They don't really don't need to worry about making a profit. Thus, yeah, they need revenue, but you know what? If they don't raise a whole lot of money like the commercial stations, mm-hmm. then, you know, they're a nonprofit. So
are you talking about in terms of
I'm
radio
talking
stations
about in
and
general,
media?
And then if you talk about Winston-Salem State specifically, mm-hmm. relationship to WSSC, the mm-hmm. perception could be, mm-hmm. well, you know, Winston-Salem State, HBCU, mm-hmm. getting all the federal mm-hmm. state tuition from students attending. So mm-hmm. the station really doesn't need to worry about revenue because they're mm-hmm. a nonprofit. So I'm sort of beating that horse on purpose because I want you to dispel the myth in general, but specifically regarding mm-hmm. WSNC, because in a moment we're going to talk about some underwriting opportunities.
Right,
we're going to talk
right.
about some donor programs right. that are going to be rolled out. But the whole perception of, yeah, listen, I love jazz. I'm going to support them. I'm going to stay tuned
right,
to this program.
Right.
Money, yeah, they're a nonprofit.
Right.
How would
right.
you address someone who thinks like that?
Well, think about it like this. There, and I used to be one of these people when I didn't have the type of radio station that I needed in my life every day to get me through my day. Even when I travel, like being from the Midwest, I take great pride in being able to travel for 10 hours driving and listen to the type of music I want to listen to based on where I'm getting it from. People, and I was just as guilty, and not guilt, but that was a necessity for me, XM Satellite, Sirius XM Satellite.
Right.
You'll spend $60 to $90 per month to listen to watercolors or whatever else you want to listen to. The radio station has to present a similar package that will nullify the need for you to go purchase XM Satellite to hear watercolors type of music. Not only do we do watercolors, as you just mentioned, we do R&B, we do gospel, we do Latin jazz, we do reggae, we do classic jazz, and we do public affairs, information that helps you right here in your community.
Right.
And we also do Democracy Now! Is one of the top public affairs shows in the country. And they do a fantastic job of actually analyzing what's happening from a news perspective, especially with the White House, because there's a lot of falsehood floating out there. That's either what side of the fence you're on. It's either floating out there, it's being put out there, or it's false news, however you want to look at it.
Amy Goodman and her team
they
do a phenomenal job.
Fantastic job.
True.
So those type of public affairs shows help us to educate the audience. Now, You mentioned underwriting.
Right.
There is a myth that public radio doesn't do advertising or doesn't allow advertising, which is certainly not true. Fundraising. It takes money to operate these radio stations. I can tell you my operating budget can range anywhere from $250,000 a year to $500,000 a year, depending on what our needs are. For instance, we just announced last week that we're picking up after a 10-year absence football and basketball broadcast again.
You mean the Rams are going to be on
the
radio?
The Rams are going to be on the radio. We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
So the equipment to do that costs money. If you know anything about engineering, these are high-tech pieces of material and equipment that it takes to pull off a clean signal. Let's say we go down to Pembroke on December the 5th. we're trying to use a wireless system to broadcast our football games. Wireless in the country? Really? Seriously? Or we go down to Tuskegee? Well, don't let me say that because I don't know anything about Tuskegee and that area. But I got to imagine that once you get all these people into the stadium using wireless through their phones, it can be chaos. So we have to purchase that equipment that's going to allow us to have a separate line to be able to send a clear signal back to our studios here at Winston-Salem for people to pick up these games.
Makes sense.
So, and then the other thing is people, one of the biggest complaints that I got here recently is, you know, I used to be able to read what kind of song, what's the name of the song and the artist on my radio. I got a digital radio. Well, guess what? That equipment costs anywhere between $2,500 and $8,000. So we have to purchase that equipment. And we are. But right now, I want people asking questions. Who is this? Call us. We don't mind telling you who it is.
Right.
If there's a person live in the studio, they should be picking up the phone. I just installed some more equipment that has a flashing light in the studio, so it lets people know that we're receiving a phone call.
Got you.
Okay? So they should be able to answer the call if they're in the studio. So there's a lot of equipment needs that we've had to address in the last year. So don't think for a minute that we don't have a need for revenue. We have an obligation to the university, too, to be an extra revenue-generating leg to them as well. So there's a lot of need for that. We have three different ways that we receive money. Obviously, the federal Title III grant is going to allow us to take care of some salaries.
Right.
Some salaries. And those are salaries that are sanctioned by the state education system. Number two, we have donors. Donors have been carrying this station for the last 7 years.
Amazing.
Okay. So we have people that just like what they hear on the radio station, like the fact that we're here for them, and they feel a need to be a part of that. And the way that they can be a part of that is a simple donation.
Do they have to wait for a fundraiser?
No,
to do that?
No, we don't do on-air fundraising because it takes away from what the content is on the air. And then for me, I just, you know, I think if we present the package, we don't have to beg for the money. And that's what on-air fundraising to me as a general manager sounds like. And I don't want anybody to turn us off because they don't want to hear that. We have enough challenges trying to get the content on that's going to keep people on. So what we do is allow people through our digital services, our online services, to be able to donate whenever they want. We also have a mobile app that's coming up where you can text to donate.
Okay.
We're adding that. That's going to be on our new website that's coming up. We'll talk about that in a minute as well. So we have donors that can donate on a personal level, and that's just a major contribution or of any kind. It could be a company. If you want to donate just because your company is into cultural arts and you like jazz, you can do that. For the businesses and the nonprofits in our community, this is where the misinformation comes crazy. You can market your product, event, community initiative. Big asterisk on community initiative. Commercial radio doesn't do community initiatives in their advertising. On public radio, we're relegated to who, what, when, where, and how. Okay?
Okay.
Without a call to action, because there's plenty of call to action on commercial radio. That's what they do. If you listen to every commercial, it has a call to action.
With come us, and buy.
Yeah.
Go down and purchase.
That's it. Our job is to present the information for the company. It's a branding tool for a major company. It's a branding tool for a nonprofit that's not well known in the community. That's called our underwriting package.
Okay.
Underwriting that's different from donors is
perfect.
Donors make a contribution. Underwriting, you get something in return.
Got
and what you.
You
get in return is exposure to our listening audience, which is growing quickly. Now, we have several ways for you to be an underwriter as a business or a nonprofit. We have on air, like I just mentioned, who, what, when, where, and how,
right,
with no call to action for branding purposes. Number two, in the next week or sometime this week, if not by tomorrow, today is Monday, tomorrow, we will have launched a new website that is very interactive, very easy for the user to navigate through, meaning everything that we talk about on the radio station has a place on the website, whether it's news, whether it's contesting, whatever it is. Contesting, for instance, we won't do the traditional thing of giving away tickets on the air. We'll give them away online. That helps us to track how many people are interested in this particular type of prize.
Okay.
So in the future, when people come to us and say, hey, we want to give away something, we have research that shows what works for our listenership and what doesn't, so we don't clutter our airwaves with announcements about stuff that's not beneficial to people.
Call 555-1212 in right. 30 seconds, right. and you'll be eligible
right.
to.
Another leg of that, digitally, I mentioned community initiatives. If a corporation, especially corporations, because they always have community initiatives where they have to give back to the community.
Right.
They can't do that through commercial radio. They can do it through our radio station and our website facilities simply by taking their community initiative. Let's say somebody has a grant or somebody has a study or somebody has something that they want to make available to the community to find people that want to participate in that. Okay?
Right.
You brand that initiative on the air. This is XYZ Company. We have this, this, and this, and this. You can be a part of it. To find out more, go to WSNCradio.org, and we will have a keyword. Keyword, company, initiative, whatever that is.
Right.
You go to our website. In the top part of the top part of the banner, you'll see keyword. You put that keyword in. It should match up to our sponsor page. The beauty of our sponsor page is that it is a video presentation. There is no better way to explain your business or your organization or your community initiative than through video.
Makes sense.
It's your store.
Makes sense.
And it doesn't have to be a limited length. It can be any length you want it to be. It could be an hour. That way, our listeners can come back to the website and look at it at their convenience. If they hear it frequently on the air being mentioned, oh, they're going to come to it because it's going to pique their interest.
Right.
So digitally, we're going to be sound with that, and that gives something totally different that I think commercial radio can't offer them right now.
So everything you just shared, and I appreciate you sharing it, Brian, of course, and hopefully our listening audience does as well.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you just talked about is connected to that underwriting thing.
That underwriting
thing.
That
we initially touched on.
Right. That's for businesses. That's for anybody that wants to, let's say it, advertise. It's not advertising, but it's let's be real. It's advertising. You're marketing your community initiative, your event, whatever it is. That's available here. And it's exposed to a very unique audience who likes to do things.
Okay.
Then let's talk about football and basketball. Rams football and basketball back on WSNC after a 10-year absence. We have packages available if your company, nonprofit, wants to do marketing through our football broadcasts. We have title sponsors, which means pretty much you are helping to underwrite the cost of the broadcast. So we'll hear your name pretty often throughout the season. There are first down sponsorships. Every time the Rams get a first down, your name is attached to that bad boy. If they score a touchdown, your name is attached to that bad boy if you're the touchdown sponsor. End of quarter sponsor. We have several different packages that are available to you, and if you just want to run branding for frequency to get your name out there
right.
for your business, that's available on a per underwriting announcement. I almost said it. Per underwriting.
At least you did
subliminal.
Say ACBU.
Subliminal. Yeah. Right. That's available to you by that method. So there are several different ways that a business or a nonprofit can take advantage of our airwaves. So many different ways. Also on the air, Empowering You can be sponsored. Some of our shows can be sponsored. Our gospel churches, where are you? Where are you?
They're out there.
Where are you?
They
you
are
should
out there.
Let, if you're looking for parishioners, you should be on Darlene Vince's show, around her show, letting people know that you're available, that you're accepting worshipers.
Makes sense.
If I'm coming to the market, I want to know where I can go to church.
Makes sense.
You know, a lot of times I get a lot of requests. We want to come on to be a guest on her show. Mm-mm-mm. If it's blood drive, if it's something for the community, I don't mind.
Right.
I don't mind you coming on her show. If it's a pastor's anniversary, something where you're collecting money, you have a budget for that. I've worked in a church before. I know. There's a budget for that. Help support gospel on this radio station by helping the people that are going to help you get your information out.
Wow.
That's all we're asking. Powerful. That's all we're asking. And we're very reasonable. You can check our rates against anybody.
We're going to get to the contact information where folks who want to inquire further about how to engage us in that context, we're going to provide it at the end of the program.
Right.
Just if you're just tuning in, we are empowering you here on 90.5 FM WSNC and WSNCradio.org here on the campus of Winston-Salem State University in lovely Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We're here with Brian Anthony, General Manager of WSNC Radio. So we talked about underwriting, and I really appreciate you distinguishing between donations and underwriting.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit more about the sports coverage, because you talked about the underwriting connected to sports,
right?
But a 10-year absence of broadcasting football and basketball games, and within those 10 years, the Rams have actually been pretty successful.
They've won a couple of CIAA championships.
Exactly, exactly. So what are you expecting, anticipating in terms of not just the station connection to the program, you talked about the different packages, the touchdown sponsorship, the fourth quarter, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. How closely are you working with the athletic director, the coaches, to make it all come together?
Last year, we started this process by taking our radio inventory, not charging the athletic department for announcements, and making that a part of the university package of getting information out about the university. We have a very good football team, very competitive in most years. We have a very competitive basketball team, a new coach from last year that I'm sure is looking to a new, you know, season this upcoming year.
Right.
It's important for me, for this university, to have that kind of representation on its own radio station. It just makes sense. Why have a 10,000-watt radio station and you're not even broadcasting football games, which is one of the biggest draws of a university?
Absolutely.
Homecoming, people don't come to basketball games for homecoming. They come to football. That's just seasonal. So my thing was last year, let's just take my inventory. Let's provide the athletic department with announcements so that people would at least know when the games are at home. At least know that. This year, I stepped it up even more because I was adamant about getting the broadcast on this radio station. And through some very diligent work, working with the athletic department, George Knox, the interim athletic director, the associate athletic director, James DuBose, we were able to pull this off. I think people will be excited to know that, especially for alumni that is in other parts of the country. We're working with the alumni engagement department so that people know that we have the games on the radio station. That notice is coming out soon. So we're touching all the bases to make sure that the awareness is there. Now it's up to the Rams fans to come through and support the team. Last Thursday, Chancellor Robinson had on Future Focus, gentleman who used to be the public announcement, a public address announcer, a BDOT, who's coming back.
Okay.
And he's a morning show host with 102 Jams, one of the big 18 to 34 draws here in the market when it comes to commercial radio. So he brings a lot of energy. I've witnessed him do that before. It's exciting when he does that. And add, you know, Rams broadcast on the radio to that, we'll be able to capture all that. We'll also have pregame shows. We'll have postgame shows, halftime shows. We're bringing back a gentleman who I have to say hats off to, who carried the brunt of making sure Rams broadcasts were broadcast over the last several years while it wasn't on this radio station, and that's Ken Winfrey. He's returning as play-by-play announcer. And we have some more announcements coming soon about color analysts and that kind of stuff. So we're excited about it. I'm really excited about CIAA tournament. I think it's in Baltimore this year. Is that the
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Wherever
I
it
don't
is.
Think, I don't think it's in Charlotte.
No, wherever it is. Right. I think it's in Baltimore. Okay. And I'm excited about that this year because I expect the Rams to be competitive for the championship this year.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you touched on something, Brian, regarding, I'm going to call it Ram awareness, meaning mm-hmm. alumni, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know one of the conversations we had shortly after you got here was the whole increasing of awareness on the campus
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that there is a WSNC station
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
And we, you know, talked in general about how to create that awareness among alumni.
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned that because you've addressed that. But mm-hmm. what about the students? How is the station connected to the students? How are there any initiatives to make students who may be particularly coming in from out of town mm-hmm. aware that, oh, by the way, even if you're not in the Jazz, there is a station here on the campus, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
is there a connection?
Yeah, there's a major connection because part of our mission is to be, for me, I think WSNC should be the major training facility when it comes to broadcast radio on the Eastern Seaboard. That's
okay.
just me. That's just me. That's my goal. I want students to feel free to come here. I want people in the community who have an aspiration to either who have been in radio, just need to oil their chops, so to speak, get back into the flow of things. Or, you know, students from other universities. We take interns from other universities as well. This should be a major training facility for anybody that's interested in radio broadcasting. We try to present an atmosphere that mirrors regular radio with all of the accountability that goes along with it. So you get hands-on experience and expectation as well. I think with us having Jazz as our major format, you'd be surprised how many younger generational people like music.
Right.
Music.
Period.
Period. They want a break from the hip-hop. Look, I listen to hip-hop, too, when I'm cutting my grass for 3 or 4 hours a day. I need the energy. So, and I used to program hip-hop, one of the top radio stations in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
So I'm a fan of it. I get it. I also have a son who's 35 years old who grew up with hip-hop because of me. So I understand it. What people don't realize, what the students don't realize is, and we have to do a better job of that, is we have a hip-hop internet radio station for people who are not taking radio classes, who are not radio experts, who are not in the radio realm of things, who just want to learn radio, who just want to be a part of a hip-hop station. We have an internet station that's run by the students here.
On the campus?
Right next door.
Wow.
And what we have to do is a better job of getting that information out here on campus, because I can't take a student and make them have self-motivation. They have to come with it.
Right.
If you're a student and you're listening to this and you have an interest in being a part of either one of our broadcast facilities, understand, coming through the door, my only challenge for you is bring your self-motivation. That's volunteers as well. Bring your self-motivation, because I'm looking for people who have a passion for this and have a never-say-die attitude in accomplishing their goals. I haven't seen a lot of that. And that is something that I have to address as a radio station. I have to address it with the campus. I have to address it with the students as well. If you come to this radio station, to this facility, myself, Phil Allen, are both from commercial radio, top radio stations in our market. Jim Steele has been at public radio for some years. Darlene Vincent has been here for 15 years. So we have a staff available to help you understand what it's going to take when you leave these doors if you're going to try and pursue a career. It's a dog-eat-dog world. I don't know if you know about entertainment. It ain't easy. It is not easy, but we
you can't get by on your good looks? Come
no,
on.
No, absolutely not. We'll prepare you to have the right skill set that you need that nobody can take from you no matter where you go in the country.
That's encouraging, and that's inspiring, and that's empowering.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got about maybe 15 minutes or so mm-hmm. left, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk or touch on at least the new shows. shows, right? So you mentioned there were some new shows coming. Don't know how much you can let out of the bag right now, but share, if you would, something in the way of the quote-unquote new shows.
Well, the new shows, I'm not going to assume that people have heard them, so I'm going to go over what we've done since we've been here.
Okay.
I mentioned, you know, the change in music from straight ahead, 24 hours a day, to a combination of straight ahead, contemporary, smooth jazz, real jazz vocalists. Let me repeat that, real jazz vocalists, because if you've been in a major market, you've witnessed the smooth jazz brand at radio stations. Luther Vandross, Here and Now, is not smooth jazz. And I say that lightly, because even though Luther Vandross is a great artist, Anita Baker's a great artist, there are several artists that are very good. I take real jazz vocalists, Diane Shore, Diane Reeves, Rochelle Farrell, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Nina Freeland, who's coming to the John Coltrane Jazz Festival. There's a host of others. People question me, is Kim a jazz artist? If you listen to certain songs from Kim that are not on commercial radio, yeah, his jazz is jazz. Very close to Al Jarreau in his presentation. He's not Al Jarreau, but he's close. So there's a new day. Lettucey has a great jazz cut that I love that we play. It may be one, but it's a jazz cut. Anita Baker, Good Enough, is a jazz cut. That's the only Anita Baker song we play, in addition to her playing with Cyrus Chestnut and Summertime. Chaka Khan.
Right.
Night in Tunisia.
Right.
And then there's another cut she sings that I can't even think of the name, but it was one of my favorites. But those are the jazz vocalists that we go after. And then there's such a big gap in people who love jazz, usually 35 plus. But in order for jazz to continue to thrive and be relevant, we have to appeal to a younger audience as well. 25 to 34 is a focal point of mine. The instrumental songs that are pop-oriented hits, R&B-oriented hits, you hear those on WSNC because they're familiar to a younger audience.
Okay.
They can go, oh, I heard that on my mama station before. Da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
I like that. It doesn't have the words to it. I don't know the words anyway, but I like that melody.
Right.
That attracts them. And those are the people that I talk about that are in a younger demo that like hip-hop, but they'll gravitate to us because we're more relaxing. We're more of a relaxing sound. We're more of a backdrop sound. You can work to us throughout the day and not let it be a distraction.
You know, you bring up something interesting, even with the examples you just mentioned, Brian, because, and we've had this conversation before, you and I. So when someone hears the word jazz, they may have a particular type of jazz. So you were going over smooth jazz and classic, and there's some other terms that
big
you use.
Big band, the list just goes
exactly.
On.
So, bebop. You know, I hear jazz, and maybe I automatically, just because of my age and my listening habits from before, you know, I think of Duke Ellington, I think of Louis Armstrong, I think of Billie Holiday, I think of old school.
Right.
Someone else may hear jazz, and they think of Najee or someone else. So I guess my point is, when we were talking about the different program offerings WSNC offers, jazz and all its colors, we pretty much cover the whole gamut. So when you hear jazz, when you think jazz, it isn't just one type of jazz.
Can't be. We're experiencing division in this country as it is. Division. Think about division. When you take an art form like jazz that is so diversified, so broad in its range, we have an intro to Harvest Time at 9 o'clock every night. Mark it down in your brain to one night at 9 o'clock, make sure you're tuned in. There's an intro that explains what jazz is. I don't want to get into it because it's 2 minutes.
Okay.
But it speaks to all these different types of jazz. And you mentioned a name, Duke Ellington.
Right.
It's mentioned in this intro because it says, as Duke Ellington says, it's just music. It's just music. We as consumers try to put a label on what jazz is. There are so many artists that play different types of jazz, they don't even want to label it because they're afraid they're going to get pigeonholed.
Right.
So it's just music. Jazz is just music. And it's the perception of the person who's receiving it. Now, when a jazz artist creates it, it's his perception. Obviously, he's an individual. He's coming from a totally different place that you're not coming from. And the way that you receive it is how you receive it, but it may not be the way that he intended it. There are no words to it. So how do you define that?
Right.
That's jazz. It's just music. And people, once they gravitate towards that concept, then you got a whole community of different facets of types of jazz listeners, excuse me, that basically come together for the whole purpose of one genre of music, which is jazz. Now, we've had, like I mentioned earlier, smooth jazz on in several major markets. They're gone. My dream and my goal is to never let jazz be put in a situation where it disappears off the face of the earth. That's why I'm here. I love the art. I'm a former jazz drummer. I read sheet music. I was taught by a drummer that used to play with Jack McGriff and all these people over in Europe, Weedy Morris. And yes, his name comes from, yeah, something like that. There's history on him. But he was a very formidable jazz drummer, and that's who I got my first jazz lesson in drumming from, or being a jazz drummer. So I'm invested. I grew up with jazz, the Grant Greens, the Dizzy Gillespie. That's all I heard in my house. I didn't hear R&B. I heard the bottle open, and then I heard jazz. That's what I heard every night. And I mean blaring jazz.
I love it.
And I had to get used to it because it was like that was what we heard in our house. When I heard one day the Sugar Hill Gang almost fell out of the house. What? Never mind. But anyway, that's what people have to gravitate to make sure that this art form stays alive. I'm glad you mentioned that because it takes me to another place. All of my local artists, don't think for a minute that I'm going to come in here in this market, in this creative environment, and not address local music. The local artists need this radio station to help expose their talents. I understand that. We had to establish a foundation first. Now, we'll be addressing local talent, and you'll be hearing local talent in the future on WSNC. I got to carve out some time to get these guys and these ladies exposed, period.
Good segue into the presence that WSNC has at Corporating Plaza
every other Friday. Yeah, this coming
Friday
is the last one. We've had six national recording artists. This is what drives me crazy. We've got national recording artists that you would normally pay for in other cities coming to our city for a free concert. Now, it's packed, but I know that there are more jazz listeners out there than what I've been seeing.
Right.
And we get this is year number 9 now, that the downtown Winston-Salem Partnership, the city of Winston-Salem, Post Entertainment, has footed the bill to bring this type of entertainment to our, and I mean, we've had some phenomenal talent here. We have a gentleman right here in our own presence from Winston-Salem State. I have to mention him. Calvin Napper, who is also the drummer.
Maze.
Yeah, for Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Right.
Calvin is on his second CD. So we're going to be exposing new artists that come through. But you have to establish a base first before you can get to that. Who makes gumbo without a bass?
Right.
Who makes gumbo without a bass? I certainly don't want it. It's not going to be gumbo. It might be something else. The kitchen sink. You can call it the kitchen sink, but it won't be gumbo. So, yeah, Calvin Napper is here. There are several other artists that need the exposure. Matt Kendrick. I just saw Matt the other day come, and I told him, Matt, we need to get the musicians together because this has to be a project that we work on as a community. I can't do it by myself. I have the airwaves. I just have to, as they say, you build it and they come to it.
Right.
It's available. So that's where we are with that.
So we do local talent with the few minutes we have left, Brian. Mm-hmm. We do national talent. We've got community outreach. They're corporating Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And you really did a good job of articulating what we as a station with jazz bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
in our last few minutes left, I want to loop back around to the whole underwriting donor mm-hmm. part of our mm-hmm. conversation. Mm-hmm. Because if I am someone either with a company, maybe I'm an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. or maybe I'm in the marketing department mm-hmm. of some larger corporation,
mm-hmm.
and I'm listening to Brian and Calvin on tonight's broadcast mm-hmm. and some upcoming underwriting opportunities. So now I'm starting, the wheels are starting to turn mm-hmm. in terms of, yeah, let me follow up with the folks down at WSNC and see how we can establish this mutually win-win relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to invest. Here's what we expect as a return. So
right.
if I'm a corporate person, I say all of that to say this. If
mm-hmm.
I'm a corporate person,
mm-hmm.
large or small business, thinking about investing
mm-hmm.
in WSNC, mm-hmm. give me in our few minutes left one, two good reasons why it's going to be worth the investment or the potential investment with the return.
Okay. Number one, we offer what I feel commercial radio doesn't, and I come from a commercial radio background of 35 years plus. We offer a very unique audience that is so diversified, it's not targeted to a specific ethnic group. Jazz is international. So our audience is very diversified in terms of who you're reaching. Our audience has proven to be, by research, also 35 plus and affluent, which means they have the spending capabilities, but they're very choosy in what they spend their money on. So, and they get involved in philanthropy. They get involved in community access. They get involved with community engagement. So our audience is very unique. And one thing I can tell you, we're having huge success with time spent listening, which means, without getting into the numbers, here's what we get. You get a person tuning in. When they tune in, they decide to stay. They
okay.
don't button push. So you have an attentive audience. Number two, our rates are very reasonable. We can cater a package to you or for your business or for your needs. If you're doing a community initiative that's brand new, obviously you got to do branding, and then you got to have support for that branding. We have several platforms that are available to you that are going to help you do that, not just on air.
Okay.
On air is good, but it's for branding purposes. People want to know in depth what it is they're getting into with your particular business or what you offer. That video presentation on our website is critical. People are not spending money on gasoline to come see you to find out what you do. They're going on the internet.
Right.
So if you have that presentation in video form on our website, it's a store on our website. Tells your story for you.
What if I'm a small business? Now, if I'm R.J. Reynolds,
mm-hmm.
Bank of America, mm-hmm. BB&T, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm hearing something.
Mm-hmm.
I can make it happen even if I'm if it's not my money.
Right.
But what if I'm a small entrepreneur and I like what Calvin and Brian are saying
mm-hmm.
regarding this underwriting thing?
Mm-hmm.
With our couple of minutes left, share.
Same thing. I mean, cost effectiveness and understanding. I do a lot of educating on marketing with business owners. I've done it for years since I've been in this market and other markets. Typically, a business owner, small business owner, will look at their budget for the year and go, or for the quarter and go, we're not doing so good with our revenue. We got to cut. What's the first thing you cut?
Marketing.
Well, what's the lifeblood of your business?
Marketing.
Why would you cut the lifeblood of your business? You're cutting your nose to spite your face. So what I tell people is effective marketing. If you don't understand marketing, get a professional that you can trust knows what they're talking about. I'm not going to steer you wrong. I'm not in a position to steer you wrong. I'm only here to help. Our rates are not going to make us rich. That's not what we're trying to do here. Our rates are making it feasible for us to be able to put people in a branding situation, because once this ball gets to rolling and people catch on to what we're doing because it hasn't been done before, guess what? availabilities are going to be limited because I'm not expanding my commercial breaks to match those of commercial radio. Right now, we got one commercial break. Underwriter break.
It's an HCBU.
I got one underwriter break an hour. Okay? It has three availabilities for an announcement, a 30-second announcement. If we fill those up on a 24-hour basis, then I'll open up one more. That one's only going to have two. I don't like stopping the music because the music is what people come here for. Let me touch on one more thing.
Yes.
Because I'm the boss, we can go over time.
Okay.
Who's coming on? Amy's next, so she can
right.
wait for a second.
Okay.
Two things I wanted to touch on. If you're a nonprofit organization, also keep in mind you can do public service announcements through our website. We're going to have a community calendar that if you don't have the money, you have a community event that you just want people to know about, fine. We'll put it on our community calendar on our website. That's always huge.
Is that a fee-based?
No, not a fee-based. That's absolutely free.
Okay.
All we ask is that you give us 2 weeks prior to your event, prior to whatever your function is, whatever you're doing, to make sure we get it in enough time to get it up and get it in front of people.
Makes sense.
Number two, volunteers. We haven't talked about volunteers. I want to diversify. There's a misconception that because we're at an HBCU, not a HCBU, an HBCU, that this is a black situation, a black-oriented situation. It is not. I mentioned earlier that jazz is international. I need to diversify this staff. So I don't care where you come from, what the color of your skin is, none of that. If you have a talent, we want to utilize it. And this is the training facility to be able to do it and grow, because that's what we're here for.
I'm so excited by everything I've heard. I'm sure our listeners are as well.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, give us some contact information, Brian, in terms of someone wanting to follow up on any and everything that they've heard.
First of all, our website address is WSNCradio.org. There is a contact us page on there, obviously, that you can contact us. Number two, you can call the station at 336-750-2321. That's 336-750-2321. And if you just want to communicate, our email address for the station is wsncfm@gmail.com. That might change soon, but it's wsncfm@gmail.com.
Excellent.
Those are the three ways to contact us.
Excellent.
And our Facebook page, WSNC Public Radio 90.5 FM. That's what you search for on Facebook.
Brian Anthony, General Manager here at WSNC 90.5 FM, Jazz in All Its Colors, and WSNCRadio.org. It has been enlightening, encouraging, and empowering. Thank you again for being our guest.
Not a problem. I didn't know I could talk that long.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in to Empowering You here on 90.5 FM WSNC. We certainly appreciate your support. We come on every Monday at 7 p.m. Have a great week.